am with Lainey Wilson.
All right. Lainey Wilson right there on the phone. I thought maybe one of your handlers would be talking to me first.
I am a handler.
All right. Well, I'm guessing that you are probably a handful just based on the little things that I know about you.
I am that too. I'm not going to lie.
Well, the reason that we welcome Lainey Wilson, three-time ACM award winner, to the program is because you are getting set to perform in Northeast Kansas here pretty darn soon. Labor Day weekend, as a matter of fact. Friday, September 2nd, you will be in Manhattan at The Hat. Will this be your first time in Northeast Kansas?
That's it. I'm so excited. And I'll tell you what, I've got a few Kansas friends, and if they are anything like my Kansas friends, it is going to be a good time.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, you are a three-time ACM award winner. Now, I hope that if I take you back to March of this year, I don't make you cry like you did back then.
I might. I really might. I feel like every single time I think about that night, I can't believe it. You know, I mean, we won New Female Artist of the Year, and that in itself is just cool. And I'm like, I'm happy with that. I mean, over the moon with that. And then, you know, of course, we were nominated for Song of the Year, and I thought, I'm just glad to be here, you know. And we won Song of the Year with Things a Man Ought to Know. And when you win Song of the Year, if you wrote the song, then you also get another award for that, too, as a songwriter. So I tell you what, we racked up that night. I was over the moon, and my family was there. It was just a moment I'll never forget.
So when fans go to see you at The Hat on September 2nd, that's a Friday night in Manhattan, maybe some of them saw you earlier out on the road with Jason Aldean. What is going to be the difference between a Lainey Wilson performance opening up for Jason Aldean and Lainey headliner?
The slot that I had with Jason, I mean, it was pretty dang quick. We pretty much got up there and we did a few songs, and then, you know, we let the king get up there and do his thing. But it's going to be a much longer show, so I feel like I'm really going to be able to get to know the crowd and let the crowd get to know me too. And I love being able to get up there and really just take my time and just kind of play things by ear. You know, when you're playing those big arena shows or anything like that, you got to have it pretty much timed out perfectly, because you got to get off so the next person can get it on.
And when you are the headliner, you pretty much own the evening, so you can do what you want to do.
That's it.
Well, you're getting ready.
I might crowd surf. I might do it all.
Well, there you go. That's worth the price of admission right there to see Lainey Wilson get that kind of crazy. Well, you're also getting
ready
to spend some time out on the road later on this year with John Party and also with Luke Combs. What's it like touring with the well-established acts that have the really nice tour buses and the really nice catering?
I'll tell you, sorry, my dog is acting crazy. So we finally just got on a bus about 2 months ago, and it has completely changed my life. I'm actually getting to lay down after a show and get some sleep, because for the last 10 years we have been riding in a van, and we've been riding in a truck doing what we got to do to get to the next town. And I'm getting to learn so much from these guys, whether it's Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, John Party. I mean, all these guys have been at it for a really long time. And
Nashville is known as a 10-year town. So how long did it take you to become an overnight success?
That's right. You know, I moved to Nashville August 1st, 2011. And I didn't even sign a publishing deal until year 7. I knew that I wanted to write country music. I knew I wanted to tell stories, and I had no plan B. And I felt like if I had a plan B, that plan A was not going
to
work.
That's right. Perseverance is going to get you to the top. And we see you going that way very, very soon, or at least your star will continue to shine brighter. Well, another artist who is an ACM New Artist of the Year winner is a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Allen. And he has been on shows like Dancing with the Stars. I just learned this morning that he is going to start training with the WWE Professional Wrestling in January. So
what?
Yeah. And so my question is you, as a new artist trying to get yourself out there and exposed to as many people as possible, what kind of crazy things have you been approached for?
Oh, man. Well, I am going to be a co-star in season 5 of Yellowstone that airs November 13th. You know, I've never acted a day in my life. I've been acting a fool my whole life. But I'm so excited. I'm going to be able to play a musician on the show named Abby. And I get to sing my songs. I get to wear my crazy outfits and clothes. And yeah, this is just another huge way for me to be able to share my music with the world.
And Lainey Wilson, you mentioned your crazy outfits. You certainly are recognized for your fashion and your style. In fact, your kind of country music has its own name, Bell Bottom Country.
That's right, country with a flair. I feel like everybody's got a little bell-bottom country about them. I mean, it's really just finding whatever it is that makes you you or unique and leaning into it. I mean, it could be your story, your sound, where you're from, how you were raised, really anything like that, and just being unapologetically you.
So what do you think about people when you see them in the audience and they're wearing skinny jeans? Enough said. Don't have to say any more. Lainey Wilson, we would like to welcome you to Northeast Kansas, September 2nd. It's a Friday night. She will be at The Hat. And if you want to see a country music star of her caliber in a venue that size, this will be the time to take advantage of that opportunity. Because, yeah, I think next time around, we'll be seeing you play in the much larger venues.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.